Hey, all right. Thanks very much to Charlie for another edition of Around the Town Sounds. The time is 6 o'clock. You are listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin. The Mascot Wedding Show is coming up right after, Mac.
Right after, off of their new album, Phantoms. This is Yume with Captive. More Mascot Wedding Show coming up.
Hello, ACL. Welcome to Eftsburg. The time is 6:04 in the PM. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin, 91.7 on your FM dialer, online worldwide at KOOP.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show. My name is David Hotta.
And my name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's conversation, please do. The phone number is 472-5667. This person's calling in right now. KOOP, you're on the air.
Hey, what's playing right now? I love it. I love it a lot.
It's a local group, Ume, or Yume, U-M-E.
U-M-E?
Yep.
And what's the name of this album?
The album just came out. It's called Phantoms, and it's pretty good.
Phantoms? Yeah, I'm digging it. And what's the song called?
The song's called Captive. You saved me the trouble of back announcing the music, my friend, because what we just heard was Yume, Captive, off their new album, Phantoms. What's your name, caller?
My name is Chris.
Chris, what are you up to this weekend?
I'm going to Wanda Jackson tonight, man.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, Wanda Jackson, nice.
Yeah, that's the swinging cool.
Yeah.
No way, I don't understand your hep language.
I know, I'm too hep from like 50 years ago.
Well.
Ooh, smoker's cough.
Smoker's cough, yeah. Did you used to smoke, Chris?
Did I smoke?
Yeah.
Not today.
But are you a smoke? No, I'm not talking about the illegal stuff, Chris.
Not the jazz cigarettes. We're talking. Are you a smoker?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what you mean.
Because you got a little touch of the black lung, Pop.
Yeah, Chris. Yeah. Do me a favor.
Yeah.
Drive right to a police station and say I need help, police, and then just tell them everything you did.
I'm gonna.
All right.
I'm gonna sit down and let somebody talk some sense into me.
Good.
Hopefully, yeah.
Right on. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
No problem. Changing lives here on the Mascot Wedding Show. I got interrupted. Here's a show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in to be a part of today's conversation like that dude, 472-5667. Anything said on this show is just the opinion of the person that said it, nobody else. Hey, you want to tweet at us on the show? I got Twitter open right now. We are at Mascot Wedding. You tweet it, we shall read it. That is our devil's bargain.
Yeah.
How are you, David Hotta?
I'm doing all right. I enjoyed that the guy called in immediately and was just so impatient that he couldn't wait for us to back announce the music. Could we just do open phones? Like, we haven't done open phones in a very long time.
Yeah, no, phones are open.
Yeah, we'll talk about whatever you want.
Tell you what, Tim, our call screener, Tim, do you just want to go home?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just let them all through?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, that's fine. You can go, Tim.
Oh, well, you don't have to be that way about it.
No, seriously. Hey.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you're number one, too.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. My Lord.
Yeah, we got a lot to talk about going on in this town right now. Like I said, it's ACL weekend.
Yes.
And God bless it. It's raining now.
That's so, so funny.
Glorious torrential downpour.
Didn't rain at all. And then like, what's that? Nothing, 1930s guy.
Oh, man. But it's been driving me nuts. Like, everybody on Facebook has decided to get, like, catty about it, and they're like, what's this weird water falling from the sky? It's like, yeah, everybody else is writing that, and just enjoy it while you can, while we have that nice little layer on the streets where it's super slick and everyone's going to crash.
But yeah, it's like a million degrees every other day of the year.
Yeah.
And then here we are, ACL, and it's like, oh, you having a music festival? I'll make it rain.
I'm like a regular Nelly. I'll make it rain in this club.
Say that, Nelly. Let's hop on a car and stop talking like that.
Let's get on the railroad and do one of those push cart things.
Oh, my gosh, folks. We are done with the membership drive. A big round of applause for everyone who called in and pledged.
Yeah, we hit our goal on a Saturday, which I don't think we've ever done before.
Yeah, true story. I'm going to tell this tale out of school.
Sure.
Which, by the way, folks, part of the reason why the membership, a huge reason why the membership drive ended on Saturday, a day early, was because people who supported the Saturday evening programs.
That's right.
Mascot Wedding Show and also Clear Spot did a great thing. And so What's his face? Scott.
Yeah.
Came in and he was talking to Liam Manners, aka Miss Manners, and he's like, I don't think we're gonna be able to end the drive. I mean, come on. Saturday night, that's too much to ask.
Right. And let's paint the picture also. This was around noontime.
Yeah.
And I think we were about 5,000 away from the goal. And so 5,000 seems a little daunting for Old Man River.
Yeah. It was quitter talk out of that guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Quitter talk.
Just quitter stink coming off him.
Turns out he got to quit anyway. Because the drive ended before his show.
That's right. You got your wish, Old Man.
You know what he did? He underestimated the co-op army.
Yeah, that's right.
You guys showed him.
Yeah.
You should call in a Stronger Than Dirt tonight and go, see, Scott, see? And then just hang up.
That's right.
That's what we should do. But yeah, huge round of thanks to everyone who pledged during the membership drive. You guys are awesome. Special thanks to this show's number one patron, Dana.
That's right.
We are cooking some stuff up for you, no doubt.
Yeah.
Not literally cooking stuff up. David and I can't cook.
Nobody wants that. No, sir.
Nor did our homemade meth turn out that well.
No.
I thought I could do it just based on the show Breaking Bad.
Yeah, because I love cooking Crystal, but it's just not turning out the way I want.
Nope.
Should we officially anoint the Dana line, or should we give a fond farewell to Rom? Or wait,
The Bronwyn Blake phone line and the Rom McDaniel second half of the show are officially retired today. By the way, Rom McDaniel. Bless that guy's heart.
Yeah.
He tweeted during the week and he was like, listen up, suckers. Like, anyone trying to claim my second half show sponsorship is going down this week.
Yeah. I'm gutted for you.
I'm pledging on the show. It's like, hey, Rom, the pledge drive's over. He's like, ah, man. But to his credit, in his Twitter description, he mentioned he was a community radio show segment producer.
Nice.
So he definitely enjoyed that spot, and we enjoyed your sponsorship, Ron.
Yes.
But yeah, you gotta put in the work.
Yeah, exactly.
Put in the work.
You gotta answer the phone when it's when it rings.
Yep, that is what you gotta do. But yeah, a lot of things going on this weekend. ACL, of course, if you're at that, then you're probably not listening to us.
No.
Why didn't you go to ACL this year, David?
Why didn't I go to ACL? I just couldn't afford it. It came around at a wrong time for me financially.
Yeah, that happens a lot when the tickets go on sale, and you know I wasn't fast or cool enough to get the $50 ticket or whatever. And so when you see that price tag, you're like, I don't know, because I haven't announced the lineup yet.
Mm-hmm.
And then once the lineup gets announced, you're like, oh man, there's a lot of good acts here that I would have enjoyed seeing.
I mean, totally.
I don't regret my decision. It's nice to, because ACL, like I don't got to tell people listening right now, you guys know. That takes a lot out of you.
Yeah, it's a 3-day job.
It is, yeah. It's great, but man, that is exhausting. Mm-hmm. That's a headache in a way. I mean, I'm sure it's fun and everything, but people on Facebook have been so gracious about like, hey, guess who I'm seeing right now? Ah, thanks. I was worried about you.
Yeah.
That you weren't having fun at this giant fun music festival. But then I know that we half the show is us hating and half the show is us telling people to not hate.
Right.
Is that contrast hypocrisy? No. We're just a complex lady.
Yeah. You're also allowed to have conflicting thoughts in your head. We're adults.
Yeah. I mean, just because I tell people that they should like what they like doesn't mean I can't still hate on stuff.
Sure.
It just means that you shouldn't have your opinion swayed by mine. Fortunately for me, I have a radio show, so I get to go, meh, meh, meh. Speaking of hating.
Yes.
I forgot actually how deep the lineup this year for the festival this was this year. Blah.
Oh yeah.
And somebody, there was a Kut Copy song on the radio the other day, and they're like, "Oh, Kut Copy's playing." I was like, "I like them." And then somebody posted about like, "Oh, I can't wait for the Bright Eyes set."
Oh, geez.
And I saw that, and I was like, "Ugh, Bright Eyes. Ugh, I hate that guy." Like his like the idea of like Bright Eyes, like Conor Oberst playing a festival set, just it's like so awful.
Yeah.
And to me, and it has nothing to do, by the way, with that guy bashing Texas.
Oh, did he bash Texas?
He bashed, you know my feelings about Texas, David.
Of course.
Texas forever.
Yeah, don't mess with it.
Yeah, exactly. But no, I mean, this guy is, I mean, like the only way I would see a Bright Eyes festival set is if it was a reenactment of that scene from Planet of the Apes, where the apes named Charlton Heston Bright Eyes. Like, I'd pay to see that. hey, look, Julius, this one's smart. Throw a lady in his cage, Julius. Go ahead, Bright Eyes, have sex in front of us. Like, that sounds a million times better. And, like, seeing that, like, wannabe goth, like, fight through the tears to play his, like, slow, plodding, boring music and also fight the Venom symbiote before it takes control.
All right. Oh, that's right.
In other words, screw Bright Eyes. awful.
And
you
was
guys, awful.
Was this like an afternoon set too, or was this like evening?
Yeah, I think somebody was like, "Oh, I'm looking forward to watching a Bright Eyes festival set." I was like, "Oh, I'm sure that's awful."
Wow, how insufferable would an afternoon Bright Eyes set be? Man, can you just dig a hole and just sleep in it for the rest of my life?
Pulling his hoodie sleeves past his hands, cutting holes for the thumbs out of him.
Exactly.
He doesn't care how hot it is.
Like, yeah. I get nothing.
Someone is like, if you like Bright Eyes, you give me a song that's good. You tell me it's like, this song is good, and I'll play it right now. I'll listen to it.
Yeah.
Okay, that was a space.
You had your opportunity.
How are you, David?
I'm doing all right. I actually had a question, because we were talking about this earlier. We were talking about the people who go on Facebook, and they're like, I'm loving ACL, which God bless you if you are.
Yeah, I mean, you want to shout joy to the heavens? I'm not going to stop you.
Yeah, but there is a moment where it's sort of like rubbing it in. Where it's like, well, oh, look where I am.
I don't say it's a moment. That's half of. That's more than half of social media.
That's
is
true.
Like, check how cool I am.
Yeah. So, because you know, social media is all about you, and that's fine. That's what it is. We all know that going in. But I wanted to pose a sort of face off to you, and the question is, who is worse? The people who go to ACL and are like, look where I am, or the people last week who on 9/11 told you where they were on 9/11?
I'm not going to find fault with the people telling me where they were on 9/11 because that's such a surreal that, I mean, cause thinking about my own experience and how I found out, it's just such a insane thing to find out about.
Oh yeah, totally. No,
and it's like ingrained in my memory. And I think it's interesting.
Okay.
I do. So I'm not going to find fault with those people.
Sure, sure.
KAOP, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, you with the phone to your ear.
Goodbye.
Good talking to you.
Because here's the thing about
it. I think that was a Bright Eyes fan.
Well, they
couldn't stop crying to work the phone.
Too mopey. But here's the thing about the people on 9/11. And I, you know, I don't want to devalue that day. It was an awful day. And I think everybody knows that across the board. But there is a moment when people post where they were. It's them making it about them. And it's like, no, it's a moment to reflect for everybody, but I don't care. And it just
I'd rather have that than people telling me how to feel
about
September 11th, which was a lot of that. I actually avoided Facebook on that day.
Oh, sure.
That was my decision. KOP, you're on the air. Oh, my gosh. Are you've got to get a phone that works, person I'm talking to right now. Oh, you hung up.
Oh, they didn't care for that.
Is this Scott Gardner?
Yeah.
Oh, did he rub it in her face?
Did he quit that phone call, too?
Oh, Scott, by the way, though, was crushing us.
What is going on here?
In the weeks leading up to it. I think someone's just calling us to call us.
I think so.
Well, congratulations, person who keeps calling and doesn't talk. Here, let's try it one more time.
Yeah, this is the last one.
Hello? Hey, you're on the air.
Am I on the air?
Yes.
Yes, you are.
What is your, have you been trying to call?
Yeah, yeah. Well, they're still talking.
Shouldn't those guys shut up, right?
No, I'm actually enjoying it. They're right on right now.
Oh, what are they saying right now?
They're saying they're speaking the truth to the people.
Yeah.
Am I calling the right number?
Yeah.
You, do you wanna... wait, I got to call the other line.
Oh, okay.
I got to talk to my friend.
Okay, sure. That's important.
Sure, we'll hold.
Okay. Oh, boy. This town.
I don't think we're long for this town, Mac.
Oh, where are we going, David?
Wherever
Rhodey.
We want. Yeah, because we've got all that sweet membership drive money. No,
David, the people who pledge aren't supposed to know that there's the station is swimming in dough that we just collect that money ourselves.
We weren't kidding about that money bin we build.
I am just joking. But you know what's funny? We came into the station and it already looks nicer for some reason. And we haven't done anything.
Right, exactly. It's like...
It was a nice feeling, though. We do appreciate it.
Yeah, the studio has like a spring in its step right
now. Oh, it does. It does. Hopefully that guy calling the other line was super important.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we have a fun show planned besides this. David and I, not together, mind you, but we also both saw the movie Drive.
Oh, that's right.
We're going to talk about Drive later in the show.
A full talk about it.
Super Drive talk. What about you? Is there something you wanted to get off your chest?
Oh no, I've got stuff. We'll fast and loose, fast and loose.
Okay.
Although I did want to say real quick, happy birthday to Mr. Mac.
Hey, it's my birthday today.
Yeah.
The rumors are true.
So as we mentioned last week on the show, you've turned 31 today.
A slim 65. Yep. One of the oldest people in the station.
And Mac, my gift to you is I have been 31 for about 9 months. So
share with me your wisdom.
If you have any questions for me.
I do have a question, David.
Sure.
What's it like?
Well,
because I'll tell you right now, I'm scared, David.
Don't be scared. It's very soothing and very calm.
Will I still like the same things I liked when I was 30?
No, you won't.
So the show Sons of Anarchy.
Nope.
Will I like it anymore?
No, you will come to the realization that that thing is junk.
yeah.
You will also maybe buy comic books once a month.
Oh my gosh, I'm once every 2 weeks right now.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to trim down some of those titles.
Oh, I wanted to complain about that.
What's that?
What did I want to talk about?
The DC Universe?
Yeah, that thing. They screwed up.
Really?
I don't know. It's this whole thing of like, I mean, I could talk about this for hours.
Well, you got a radio show, too.
Well, I don't want to bore people. I don't know if you guys heard about like the DC Universe, like, you know, the publishers of like Batman and Superman, like they started over.
Mm-hmm.
And so like all their comics are now number one. And it's like I made the mistake of like stumbling onto some crazy like DC fans like bashing Marvel comics, like, oh man, look how much DC is like owning right now and Marvel sucks.
What?
And it's just this thing, it's like, God, who cares?
Right.
Who cares? Like, no one is like a CBS, NBC, Fox. They're definitely competing against each other. But you don't get these like people on the street who's like, I'm a Fox man.
Yeah, there's no brand loyalty.
Yeah, I mean, like, we all hate CBS because it's awful. But yeah, like, no one is like, CBS, you know, like, they can go die. I'm an NBC man or something like that.
Right.
You just watch the shows you like. It's just, it's crazy and insane. Like, and they're like bragging about this. You know, like, oh my gosh, DC, like Justice League number one sold 200,000 copies. In Brazil, there is a comic Archie. It was like Archie-esque.
Mm-hmm.
And two characters that have never kissed before finally kissed. This month, that sold 500,000 copies. So the fact that we in America have this like one comic book genre
right. That
like controls this entire medium and like they pull out all the stops and it sells only 200,000 copies. So let's stop patting each other on the back.
Yeah, exactly.
And like the fact that they like rebooted this comic line basically to make their comics appeal more to comic book fans instead of trying to like branch out, and they're like, oh geez, and they're like scared about like, oh, are we going to sell comics on the iPad? It's like, that's your future.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm sorry to say, like, mediums shouldn't be afraid to put their product in the most hands possible.
Right.
Like, I love my local comic book store. But I mean, you know, and I'm sure people love their old record stores. But if the future of the way that commerce is going to work is, you know, not everyone's going to go to this comic book store, well, then that's the way it's going to be. Like, you know, support the direct. Oh, man, I'm getting a rant.
No, I love it.
Oh, my gosh. I'm mad about comics. KOP, you're on the air.
Man, I also want to be mad about comics.
Oh, what's your name?
My name is Chris.
Again?
Chris.
Yes.
Chris.
I heard you talking about the DC thing. I was like, no, I care.
What do you care about?
Well, Superman doesn't have his underpants anymore. What's up with that?
Oh, that's right. He's just...
You can just stop right there. You don't even have to get into the rest of it. No underpants for Superman.
You know...
It took everybody's underpants. Like, because that's better? No. No.
I mean, they think...
They had underpants for like 70 years, and they took them. Why? Why, I say? Is that better, Jim Lee? No, it's not.
It's not better. It's... Even though the author of that, I almost trust implicitly... Graham Morrison. I think that guy's crazy fun. But at the same time, it's a weird thing. It's like, oh, hey, so we're going to change, you know, Superman's origin and make him this, like, I'm trying to make him relevant or anything. It's like, oh, that's great. And, you know, you take away his iconic costume, which is a little weird and funny. I don't get it.
Dude.
But at the same time, it's like, oh, well, you're changing it up to appeal to more people. Are you going to make, you know, market the comics towards more people? And they're like, no, we just want people who buy Spider-Man to buy it.
It's just another comic book gimmick, like just like they did in the 90s, all that crappy stuff they did, and it's like, you know, you notice I'm still reading like since the 90s, and it's like, you know, it's just another gimmick, you know, like put the underpants back on them, dagnabbit, you know?
That's
like,
true.
That's all I'm saying. I mean, I read a lot of the stuff, and most of it's solid, but at the same time, I agree, like it didn't have to be dumb, and it didn't have to be done, and it's kind of gimmicky.
It is kind of gimmicky. I mean, I hope for all the success, because... you know, I like comic books.
Yeah, you don't want it to go away, yeah. You know.
I don't, and it's funny, like, you know, as much as I'm complaining about it, there is so much great stuff out there right now. Like, Ed Brubaker's Criminal is amazing. There's a book called Orc Stain, which I'm not super into orcs, but this book is insane. It's great. I don't know. There's so much good stuff that it's, you know, a shame that we're, like, complaining about underpants on the radio, but whatever. Yeah, we're talking about it. They win.
But the taking away of the underpants in this situation is wrong. Otherwise, I would be all for the no underpants and probably any other situation.
I'm with you, Chris.
Right on, man.
Thanks for calling Comic Talk.
I just wanted to call and right on, dude.
All right. Excelsior. Thanks. Enough said. Make mine Marvel.
No, I really appreciate this conversation because.
Well, why do you appreciate it?
No, because you're right on. It's the sort of thing where going back to the DC people like being proud of where they are, like, hey, yeah, we sold a bunch. Yeah, because you sold a gimmick. You sold a number one issue, which that's what comic book fans sort of salivate over. They salivate over like collector's items and big events and stuff like that. Where is this comic going to be in 6 months when it just settles back into this dumb storyline? Which, by the way, winners, people who are in the lead, don't have to revamp their things. Their things are just good or they're not. So for DC to say, we need to just scrap this whole thing, you scrap it because it's not working. And it wasn't working. And so now they're trying this new thing. Maybe it works, maybe it doesn't. But that's not a sign that you are you're controlling the board.
No, and I applaud them for the move because they're like, man, people don't care about, what, 30 years of continuity?
Mm-hmm.
They just want a good story.
Right.
I mean, that should be your number one goal, is a good story. It shouldn't be to, like, somebody had a quote, like, when you do continuity, and when they're talking about that, like, the fact that, like, you know, 30 years ago in a story, Superman says he hates Wheaties, and Lex Luthor said he was born in Kansas or something. Mm-hmm. And so 30 years later, you have to, like, you can't contradict those story elements.
Right.
And somebody had a quote that, like, continuity, handcuffs the best writer to the worst writer.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Or makes him a, I don't know, the quote was better than that.
Yeah. Let me throw this out at you, actually.
Throw it out.
If I may fix this problem, or at least propose a solution to this problem, how about we get rid of the numbering of comic book issues and just release comic books as story arcs?
You know what I would like? I would like to see them give it a try, like, instead of coming out with, geez, you know, 24 issues of Superman comics a year.
Yeah.
Just come out with like one awesome Superman book that year.
Mm-hmm.
Have it really well drawn and just promote the hell out of it or something. Or maybe every 6 months.
I
don't know. And actually have people work on the story.
Yeah.
Like, do you think, what's his face? Christopher Nolan squeezed out The Dark Knight because, it's like the next month.
Right.
And we got to get an issue out. Like Lorne Michaels, he's like, the show, Saturday Night Live doesn't air when it's ready. It airs because it's Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's how comic books are.
Yeah.
Like, you know, this doesn't, we're not ready to publish a story because it's so great. Ready to publish it because we got to get this issue out in a month.
Right.
Comics. I love them. I love them, though. I absolutely love them. KOP, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Pretty good. Who's this?
This is Spencer.
Hey, Spencer.
I just thought I'd join the comic talk here.
You're on with Comic Talk, Excelsior. It's blip. Oh, my gosh. Sorry, Spencer, you try talking.
Every week. no, I was just gonna say, Mac, did you actually pick up any of those new DCs?
Yes.
Well, which ones did you check out?
Action Comics, Stormwatch, by writer Paul Cornell, and Swamp Thing.
Was that the Action Comics the one that Morrison's doing?
Yes, Morrison did do that.
How was it?
I liked it.
Cool. Yeah, I just I don't know if you read his book that just came out, the Super Gods thing. I really enjoyed that. I recommend it if you haven't picked it up. But
I have picked it up, but I have not yet read it.
Oh, I believe.
But no, you don't got to talk me into liking Grant Morrison. I mean, I already love that guy.
Cool. Well, I just wanted to say, you know, how many times is DC going to restart its continuity? I thought the last Crisis was the final one. But, why don't they just do like Marvel did with Ultimates and have it be a, you know, separate, different universe that way, we don't have to piss off all the people that, want to keep all the Lex Luthor said he was born in Kansas, all that business. But I don't know. I guess then they wouldn't have the gimmick with the number ones. They wouldn't have all sold out in a week.
Well, the number that they are, you know, they're worried about making mad is such a small number of readers. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think 1 month this year, you had your first time a number one selling comic didn't break 100,000 copies. That is not...
Well, my question then is...
Yes,
you
talk.
Who else is DC selling to? I mean, I don't know. I wonder. They don't seem like they're going for the new kids until they do this.
Well, nobody is.
Well, the way I see it...
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you talk. No, the way I see it...
No, good.
It seems a little inconsistent to me because they could do it the way that the Ultimates did it or the Marvel did it, but
right.
I think DC doesn't... value the intelligence and the loyalty of their readers. I think that if they do try to break off and start another continuity, because that's the same thing that happened with Crisis, the first Crisis that they had, the Golden Age, the Silver Age, and they just said, oh, there's too much stuff out there. We need to meld this into one universe again. They don't trust the readers to know which universe they're in. And so I think DC...
then, of course, they split it back up apart into, you know, 9 million other universes.
Of course they did, yeah.
I don't know why DC likes doing that so much, like the separate Earths. I mean, it's just, I just can't care.
Yeah.
I really cannot.
Exactly. Unless someone like Morrison is doing something interesting with it. But, you know, it's a lot to keep track of.
Well, yeah, because in that case, it's probably going to be a good story. And guess what I like? Good stories. Guess who else likes that? Everybody.
Well, I have friends that say, you know, that complain and don't like Morrison because he doesn't stick to the continuity. And it's like, well, okay, well, as long as the story is good, I don't really care that much about it.
That's what's great about Morrison. In the limited sample that I read is that he'll break from the norm and just tell a good story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, you know, some people complain about that, but, you know, that's not a big deal.
Well, I'm definitely a Marvel, when writers find creative ways to use continuity, I mean, because sometimes it's like anything. You put regulations or guidelines or restrictions on someone, and it almost forces you to be more creative the way you do it. And it's interesting, too, like, you know, you have these backstories, and then you find interesting, like, little hooks in them. Like
there's a lot of writers who you know that's their forte for sure.
Yeah, so I mean I don't know it is what it is, but at the same time, if you can use it to your advantage, do it. If not, get rid of it. And 12-year-old me wouldn't have said that. I would have been like, Spider-Man's like this. But anyway, I was just complaining today about Spider-Man's marriage to somebody.
Oh, is that right?
And how they annulled it with a deal to the devil. But that's a 3-hour-long podcast.
Well, Brand New Day is probably, you know, that was the worst thing that Marvel done in a long time, even though Civil War was the best thing that Marvel had done to Spider-Man in years also. But then they just completely ruined it immediately.
Yeah. Well, hey, Christopher. This is Spencer. Sorry.
Spencer, yeah.
Spencer, we got to take a break, but appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, I'll take a break from the comic talk. Sorry to talk to you guys here about this. I'm sure everybody enjoys it. More Gorilla Grodd jokes in the future.
All right, you got it. Welcome to Ape City. Bye, Spencer. Excelsior, my friend. Enough said comic talk. Oh, my gosh. Why hasn't anyone in town asked me to write a comics column for them?
I don't know.
Hey, come on, Culture Map.
Yeah.
What's that? Nobody cares? Ah, damn it.
Put it out there.
That's always the rub.
Do your own thing. You're 31 years old now. Come on, go Econo with this.
Nobody wants another comic site. They want me on an already existing comic site. Oh, except nobody wants that. Hey, you want to play some music here?
Let's play some music. I forget what I'm playing. Give me one second.
Sure, no problem.
But in the meantime, happy birthday, Mac. I just gave you your own segment.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hey, when we come back, we're going to ditch this nerdy comic talk for some awesome movie talk. Yay, the pictures move. Yay.
Yeah. In the meantime, we're going with the Boston Spaceships from their Let It Beard album. This is Make a Record for Low Life. More Mascot Wedding Show after this.
Ripper. Oh, and we're back with the Mascot Wedding Show. What did we just hear, David?
We just heard the Boston Spaceships from their Let It Beard album. That was Make a Record for Low Life. Supposedly the last Boston Spaceships record, so I hope you enjoyed it. It's a good run.
What is he going to do after that?
He's just going to make solo records or maybe find 4 other bands that he could turn out 8 albums a year with. But Godspeed, Robert Pollard.
Yep. And my name is Mac Blake.
My name is David Hatta.
And this is, of course, the Mascot Wedding Show.
That's right. And the phone number is 472-5667.
Yeah, the 472-KOOP.
Yeah, for whatever you want to talk about.
Yeah, we are at Mascot Wedding, by the way. We got a tweet from Bleo, and she says, community. Like I say it.
Thanks for contributing.
You're talking to me on that one?
I sure was.
Smash your brain in.
All right.
I'm just joking, of course. I can't smash a man's brain in. Speaking of smashing a man's brain in, though, David.
Very well done.
You are welcome. We saw the movie Drive.
Yes.
Starring Ryan Gosling, directed by Nicholas Winding Refn.
That's correct.
Oof. I had to look that up, how to say it, and I couldn't find it. Thankfully, David, you knew it.
You know what? Good on you, though, for trying to look up how to say it, because people would just be like, I don't know how to say it. I'll say it however I want.
I was like, oh, maybe someone reviewing the movie on YouTube will have to pronounce it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I watched a couple YouTube movie reviews of this thing.
Yeah.
That was time wasted.
Is that right?
Yeah, that was right down the toilet. Kudos to you, Movie Earl or whatever your name was, for being like, you know, having your own like little YouTube show that nobody cares about, but also bad for you.
Man, YouTube shows are the best.
You need, by if best you mean best being awful.
Come on, that one kid who reviews or who shows you what DVDs he bought every Tuesday. It's my favorite thing ever.
I like when people unpack their boxes. Like, hey, I just bought a Dell computer. Here's what's inside of it: manual, styrofoam, keyboard.
Can I tell you something? I got back
monitor.
In. Oh, please go ahead. I
speakers,
cables. Any cables in there? Oh wait,
two cables.
I'll see myself out.
And I'm done.
I got back into collecting baseball cards this year, as I think I've mentioned on the show. And there are videos of people unwrapping their boxes of cards, and it is both the silliest thing I've ever seen and the most addictive thing I've ever seen.
Well, everyone knows I have my own YouTube channel where I just unwrap my Kubrick bear bricks that I got from those blind boxes I ordered from Kid Robot.
That's wow.
And I just open them up and I go, whoa, look, it's this guy.
Going deep on this one.
I know.
Is this show sponsored by Dragon's Lair this week?
No, it's of course sponsored by the Medicom Toy Corporation.
The toy concern?
Bringing toys to life.
Don't do that.
Hopefully we will soon.
I saw Small Soldiers. I don't care for that at all.
That's almost its own genre.
Bringing toys to
Alive
life?
Alive toys. Indian in the cupboard.
Yeah.
So Indian in the cupboard, you know the plot of that movie, right? Puts an Indian toy in this magic cupboard.
Yeah.
Native American, sorry guys. They set it first.
Yeah, exactly.
And then it comes to life. And then for half a second, he puts all his like cool toys in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like RoboCop and Darth Vader. And he opens it up and they're like alive and they're going nuts on each other. And he closes it and he's like, never again. I was like, what are you talking about? They look awesome.
Yeah, exactly. No, I think I'll just settle with this, this savage instead. I'll watch him build a longhouse.
It's in that moment that I wish they made action figures out of RoboCop's family.
Oh, man.
Why'd you bring us to life? Where's my husband? Murphy's dead, lady. Well, we got off topic so fast.
Yeah, we did. Back to Drive.
What'd you think of that movie?
I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, that movie is really good.
Yeah, it better be. It's the third movie I've seen this year. I broke my drought. And it was everything I wanted it to be. Because a little backstory. One of my favorite movies ever is the movie The Driver with Ryan O'Neal. And so,
is that directed by Walter Hill?
It is, the very same.
I like that guy.
Yeah. It's a fantastic movie. But seeing, you know, the stuff leading up to Drive, I thought, oh, this is going to be the same movie. It's going to be kind of a rehash. But I'm kind of okay with that because I trust the people involved. But it had the same skeleton, but it was a completely different movie. And I enjoyed both of them.
Yeah, it was really cool. I was like, what else did Refn direct? And it turned out I haven't seen Valhalla Rising or whatever the other one is.
Bronson.
But I did see Bronson. I was like, oh, Bronson. That makes total sense.
Yeah.
Because Bronson was definitely like this stylistic movie that thing also had a great soundtrack.
That it did.
And oh my gosh, I've never seen a movie successfully lean on its soundtrack and mood more than this thing did.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, this thing had this it's this Drive is like a cool, you know, this sort of L.A. noir crime story.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned that it's kind of like, it almost felt like a Michael Mann.
Yeah.
And it definitely had like those Michael Mann trademarks of like those helicopter shots of L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, the shots of driving and a really awesome soundtrack or whatever. But yeah, I mean, but it, like even the design of this movie, even down to its like 1980s like style logo.
Yes. Yeah.
Like it's super curvy. Like I heard someone refer to it as like neon noir, which I think is a pretty apt description.
Yeah.
But this, it's also kind of funny. And like, and I'll give credit where credit's due. This is an idea that came from Family Guy.
Okay.
Which I have mixed feelings about that, but borderline, I'm not recommending that show.
Right.
Not that people haven't seen it.
God help you.
Yeah. But they were making fun of the beginnings of movies when the production companies have their little like bumpers in front of movies and they last super long.
Yeah.
This thing had three in a row that were took forever. Like, these last a long way. Is like, is this the movie? You're like, no.
Yeah.
Like Family Guy made fun of them. It was kind of the exact same thing. Like by the time that third one rolls around, I think there was an audible like, you kidding me? From the crowd. But eventually the movie started and it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was real good. You know, I honestly like, I know Ryan Gosling's been in some good movies. I just haven't seen them.
What?
I never saw Lars and the Real Girl.
Oh, man.
I didn't see Blue Valentine.
Yeah.
All I've seen this guy in is like Murder by Numbers and Fracture, which was like, I just saw a movie.
Right.
You know, like I unfortunately saw The Notebook. Fortunately, though, I saw it. Master Pancake was making fun of it, which is very funny.
But you know however dumb The Notebook was, he kind of killed it in that movie. Like,
did he?
He made the best of a bad situation. I enjoyed his performance in The Notebook.
I You're a better man than I. I couldn't bring myself to like it.
Yes.
But man, yeah, it's really cool, really awesome movie. And it also did a good job of like, okay, so Ryan Gosling's the star of this. Mm-hmm. Instead of spending more money to get like Hugh Jackman play a bad guy, let's load this thing up with super fun character actors.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
And they did a really good job. I especially like the part in the movie, because Ryan Gosling, he's a cool looking dude in this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's wearing this like scorpion jacket throughout the entire thing.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, what did it look like it was made out of?
It's a form-fitting sateen jacket.
Yeah, it's got a scorpion on the back.
Yeah.
Because this guy's trouble, folks.
Oh, bad news.
And what are you going to say? Yeah. And so there's a point in the movie where he's wearing the jacket beyond when he should be wearing it.
Uh-huh.
And you kind of realize, this guy's not right.
Yeah.
And I kind of like that. Because the guy is never identified. I didn't realize that until the end because I know him as Ryan Gosling.
Right.
I was like, oh, Ryan, don't go in there, Ryan Gosling.
Don't go in there, Drive.
Yeah, but that's his name. His name's Drive. Rick Drive, no. Yeah, and Cranston's in this.
Yeah.
Great, Brooks.
Ron Perlman, yeah.
Yeah. I did not get the merchandise, the swag you got at your showing, though.
That's right. I saw it at the Draft House, and since it was opening night, I guess, they were passing out promotional air fresheners with pictures of either Bryan Cranston or Christina Hendricks. And the funny thing was...
Did AMC sponsor this?
Yeah, exactly. But the funny thing was, ladies were losing their mess over the possibility of a Ryan Gosling air freshener, but they made a point to say, there are no Ryan Gosling air fresheners in this box.
That rumor was going around like that they made the Unicron Transformers toy, or the rumor they're building the Death Star toy.
They did.
No, they didn't. Did they?
Years later.
But man, yeah, I was watching this thing. Oh, if you haven't seen the movie...
Which is a possibility.
It's a possibility because it just came out yesterday?
Yes.
Yeah. If you haven't seen this thing, here's how you should enjoy this movie. Mm-hmm. Take a tip from me. In fact, if you want me to come watch it with you in the theater, I'll just tell me I'll do it.
I probably will too, yeah.
There's so many points in this movie where if someone walked in and just was like, what's going on here? Like, because some of the action happens out in the open where it's accessible to outside people.
Yes.
And there's so many moments where it would be awesome if someone just came in and like looked and be like, I'll come back.
Yeah.
Like there's a big fight in like a pizza place. And I just want someone to be like, looking forward to that pizza. Oh, I'll come back.
Yeah. That was my one quibble with the movie is that there's a lot of that. Like there are some doings that transpire in an elevator in an apartment complex. And I'm like, people have got to use that elevator later in the day. Like, someone's going to stumble across this massacre that happened in there.
Yeah, and you never see, like, the police,
yeah,
like, being like, hey, what happened on that elevator?
Yeah, we should close down this murder complex for a few days.
Yeah, and like, also, you want to talk about a movie that, like, leans on its soundtrack?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of moments where they're like, hey, Ryan Gosling, or sorry, hey, driver, you made a mystery. I'm going to ask you a question. Instead of answering, you're just going to stare at me for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Not say anything while, like, like the synth soundtrack, which was awesome.
It's pretty good.
But it just bumps. And you're just kind of like, this is a really cool scene, but how come that guy's not talking?
Right, like, exactly. Like, nobody else in the scene is hearing this music, so they don't know that he's just brooding for the sake of us.
This sketch group, Tears of Summer? Summer of Tears.
Summer of Tears.
Did this awesome thing where they edited themselves into parts of Teen Wolf.
Yes.
And just reacted to stuff.
Uh-huh.
Like they're like, oh my god, that guy turned to a wolf.
Yeah,
and this movie would be good for that. Like, would they just edit themselves into be like, hey, how's it going, driver? Like, he's like not talking, and then just somebody be like, okay,
so good.
I guess I'll just slowly put a blanket over you, and you'll fall asleep like a tired parrot. Is that what's gonna happen in this? But man, I got a driver.
Yeah.
So he's like, yeah. And I like how, you know, the movie, it's a pretty obvious setup, too, because he's like, I drive. That's all I do is drive. I don't get involved, you know, and it's like, well, of course he's going to get involved.
Right.
But, man, why can't I do something like that?
You want to?
Because this guy, right, he's a driver.
Yes.
He loves driving.
Yeah.
Because his day job involves, he's not illegal, it's day job.
Mm-hmm.
And then at night, he makes these dangerous drives. He's earning all this cash.
Yeah.
Wearing a cool jacket. How come I can't do something like that?
If I may criticize you for 1 second.
Yeah.
The driver in Drive is very level-headed and cool and stoic.
When it comes to driving.
Yes. And when it comes to you in driving, you tend to maybe fly off the handle a little bit.
That's the thing. I don't want to be a driver.
Okay.
Because, look, what do I do best? It's not driving. I'm not fooling myself.
No.
What do I do best, David? I receive phone calls.
That is true.
Open phone style.
Yeah.
So why can't I be like the receiver?
Okay. Like, I see what you're saying.
After I'm done on the show, criminals can hire me out for their underground parties. And I could be like, look, I'll give you a certain time when the party starts, certain time when the party ends. But after the party, we're not hanging out. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't carry a gun. I don't take requests. I receive calls.
Yeah.
That's all I do. And I'm the receiver. And they hire me out. Why can't I do that?
So you want to make a movie based on your strongest skill.
I don't want to make
skill.
A movie. I want to live this.
Okay. You want to live based on your strongest skill.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dealing with phone callers.
Yeah. So if I was to make, like, if I was to live my life like, I'm the house sitter.
Yeah.
Here's what happens. You're going to go away for a weekend. You're going to let me know when you go. You're going to let me know when you come back. I'm going to give you an hour window on either side. You're going to have some snacks. You're going to let me sleep on your couch. And I'm going to take care of your house. I'm going to lock the door behind me. I'm going to make sure the lights are on. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. I like this idea a lot.
Look, you call me while I'm receiving phone calls. I'm yours. Anything you want to talk about, I'll talk about. Okay? But look, after my time's up, you never see me again. All right? I don't come back.
What if I call you again?
I don't get involved. All I do is receive. Receive phone calls. You have to come to a party where I'm at.
Yeah.
Or you talk to the guy who hired me. You could be like the Bryan Cranston in this movie.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I get to break your pelvis, though.
Oh, jeez. That poor guy.
I know. I know. Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of poor people in this movie in that regard. Yikes.
A lot of.
Oh, there's a. Because, like, my dad is. He loves, like, old school car chases.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and so I was watching this movie, and it was the driving in it. It wasn't as much as I thought it was, but the parts around that were really cool. Mm-hmm. One of them involves a basketball game, and it was not the Lakers, it was the Clippers. And for that, I will give it credit. Because I was like, oh, L.A., this guy blew the Lakers. But instead, it was the Clip show.
That's right.
Enjoyed that. Anyway, and so this movie's got like a lot of cool car chases. It's like, oh, man, my dad would really like this. Mm-hmm. And up until like... He'd got mega violent.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was like, my dad probably would not like this.
No,
he's not a fan of mega violence.
Yeah, and I was with a gal who was watching it. I think she just wanted to see like a Ryan Gosling movie. And then once you hear that spoiler alert, first gunshot, all bets are off after that.
I saw it at a different Alamo Drafthouse, and the scene where somebody gets shot, I expected someone to pop out and shoot him.
Yeah,
I had that feeling, or her. Mm-hmm. However, the gunshot just came.
Yeah.
And it was super loud, and I did go, ugh, and I think I might have swore.
That was the most, if I can recall, that was the most like realistic representation of a gunshot that I think I've ever seen in a movie, like in terms of like the loudness of it and just the severity of it.
Yeah, it was pretty scurry.
Yeah, it was.
And the Alamo waiter was taking someone's order a row in front of me, and he jumped too, and he turned to the person and goes, I was scared too. So there you go.
I'll get you a napkin for that.
Honesty. You know, I was thinking about this year in movies. And I was like, man, what are some of the best movies I've seen this year? Mm-hmm. And I was like, honestly, I think Drive.
Yeah.
One of them. And also, did you ever see Beginners?
No, I didn't.
Did you ever catch that? It was great.
Heard great things about it, yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like usually the summer throws like one or two like great super blockbusters at me, but I don't really feel like it came this summer.
No, I don't think so.
I never did see that Rise of the Apes movie, though.
I heard really good things
People
about it.
People went ape-ass crazy for that. Boing.
Yeah, it's going to be...
How annoying was that boing, by the way?
Boing.
Boing.
It's going to be the fall of rentals for me. Because, yeah, like I said, I've only seen three movies this year. I missed literally everything. So I'm looking forward to catching up. But I was watching the football today.
Football.
And, and they had an ad for... this Tuesday, catch the best action movie of all time, you know, review or whatever. Yeah. Transformers 3 is coming out on DVD.
Oh, I forgot. I never ended up seeing that.
That is super quick.
Yeah, that is super quick. Thor already came out.
That's
and,
right.
Oh, X-Men First Class. I enjoyed that too, but I had problems with that as well.
Sure.
But you know what? It was overall, I'd still say I'd put up there one of my favorite movies this year for sure.
Is that right?
Yeah. Cool. I really enjoyed X-Men First Class.
I will seek it out.
It ain't no Drive, though.
No.
Drive is pretty sweet.
Cool.
Drive, of course, also had a sweet soundtrack, which we will play something off of that in a minute. Do you have anything else you want to say about Drive?
No, I'm all set.
You're all set about it? Hey, oh, guess who just entered the studio?
Who's that, Mac?
That's right, from the Clear Spot herself, it's Linda.
Oh, the closer.
Yeah.
TNT's the closer.
She closed out the membership drive last week.
That's right.
In a flurry of dollars. She crushed it, leaving no more for Scott.
Yeah.
Stronger Than Dirt.
So to do you to pay you back, I think we're going to let you start your show on time.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
We'll try real hard.
We got some stuff to play. Oh, what was I going to say?
I don't know.
Was I going to say one more thing? Why don't you do the bit of business you're going to do?
Yeah. For more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Email us, mascotwedding@gmail.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter, @mascotwedding.com. All set?
Yep. That is true.
So, well, thank you.
Sorry, I'm stalling for time.
No worries.
I was going to say that you should... We should give them another clean boing, like so they could just go ahead and like record it and make it their ringtone.
We'll sell it on the App Store.
Yeah, like right here. Get your phone, put it up next to the radio. You ready? Boing. So now every time somebody calls you, you can have that play.
Yeah, exactly. And who doesn't want that?
Yeah, and it'll be great. So we're going to get out of here off something off the Drive soundtrack. This is Kavinsky and Love Fox with Night Call. And we will see you next week, correct, David?
Sure, absolutely.
All right. Later, guys. Bye.